directions.
Jeffrey Wyatt's third grade classroom at Sit'it Ashanak Glacier Valley School in Juneau looks like most others. There's a whiteboard lined with children's books, tiny desks and chairs, and lots of colorful posters. But on this Friday afternoon, Wyatt's students throw on their raincoats and extra tufts to spend the rest of their day in the forest.
The very first time I ever took students out here, I had this little boy who was really, really quiet, and he started signaling for me to come over, Mr. Wyatt, come over, and I went over and he found a little inchworm.
Wyatt says he'd never seen that student get so excited about anything before.
That was the first time I really saw that kids find things in the forest that really bring out their personalities.
About 5 years ago, Wyatt was listening to a podcast about educators who were teaching lessons outdoors for one day a week.
At that point, I started doing some research and I found out that there's so many benefits to bringing kids outside. Kids tend to be happier, and it actually will improve reading and math scores.
So he decided to give it a shot in his classroom, taking the kids out to the woods about once a month for half a day.
The kids loved it. I loved it.
Eventually, Wyatt dubbed those field trips to the woods Fridays in the Forest. He says at first it was just playtime, but now it's a little more academic.
First time we went to the forest, one of the students really freaked out a lot, and he was afraid of the devil's club. Oh. He'd never seen it before, and another kid said it was poisonous because they thought it was.
After that, Wyatt took the kids back to the classroom for a lesson about the plant.
We took a little bit of devil's club, we looked at it, and we felt it, and we talked about it. We talked about its uses with Alaskan culture and medicinal uses, and then it became really a celebrated plant in our class.
On a lot of Fridays in the forest, Wyatt asks his students, like Michaela Fisi, to sketch what they see around them.
I'm drawing the branches on here because I like the way the trees give us oxygen.
A few feet away, Ben Catalioto is sketching some devil's club that he sees.
Devil's club is like a guardian of the forest. Like, if you touch it, it would hurt. Ow.
He says he only touched the plant because he wanted to demonstrate.
I like how nature moves and how it's so much green and moss and trees. And one thing that I don't like is that it's just very rainy whenever we go on Fridays.
The third graders have also been learning Tlingit words and songs for what they see in the forest. And at the end of their lesson, they always have a little time to just run around and be kids.
This is a big stick! I think I can make a fort out of this!
In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.